You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at TheBucketListRetreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travellers, adventurers and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Travel Talk on the eWomen Radio Network. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy of Bucket List Retreats. We are so excited about today's show because I am finally getting a chance to share with you all of the people that we follow on social media in regards to travel. Like Paul Revere, we want to shout to the world the news of these fabulous people like the Points Guy and the Travel Fashion Girls, Kristen Sarah, and so many others on social media. We could easily do a show on each and every one of these travel gurus and certainly invite them to be on the show if they somehow, some way hear us today. We are going to try and fit it all into this 1.5-hour show. Don't worry about a pen and paper, folks. I've got all of the links in the description below and will tell you how you can easily find them through me, of course. Now, let's get on with the show. Let's start with Kelly's social media or Bucket List Retreat social media. Of course, the most efficient way of getting a hold of us at Bucket List Retreats is at our website at bucketlistretreats.com. You can check out everything we're up to and where we're going. You can read about our history, our vision of creating gorgeous transformational travel for you, your friends, your family, and your clients. You can read our blog about places we've been, and of course you can join Travel Club and talk about places that you want to go to or that you've been, so that all of us can live vicariously through you and the trips that you've been on. So that's at bucketlistretreats.com. Join Travel Club. You will receive an email from me with a PDF to my 5-day trip planner that you can download and use on every single trip you go on. You can customize it to more or less than 5 days if that suits your purpose. And we will also include a private link to our private club on Facebook. Now, this is a group for serious travel dreamers who want to follow their travel callings. I love hearing about how the trip planner worked out for you and what your hopes and dreams are when it comes to travel. So I hope you'll join the group, join the club. And also, we are on Twitter. I don't tweet as much as I should because I have to say that Instagram has really opened my eyes to a travel community that I really connect with. So if you hop on there and start following me at Bucket List Retreats on Instagram, you can follow who I follow, and I know that you will be so inspired to explore our beautiful world when you see their gorgeous pictures that they obviously take a lot of time in composing and putting together and sharing with us on YouTube. It is really a fun way to connect because Your mind is filled with these beautiful pictures and these lovely people that take the time to share it with all of us. Now, moving on to Pinterest, I have to admit my Pinterest boards are all over the place. And I'm having a hard time separating my personal account from my business account, so please bear with me. Travel Club, however, has its own board and is very active with some great travel ideas, travel hacks, and photos and ideas that you can follow. So that is my travel social media right there, and it will always give you a gateway to these people that I'm about to talk about, and especially on YouTube. On YouTube, I'm able to create a favorites list. So if you look on there, of course, all of the people I'm about to talk to, I follow and favorite on Facebook. I subscribe to their channels. And please subscribe to our channel on YouTube, because not only are we liking the people that we think you would love to follow and travel, we have started creating our own videos, and I hope you'll enjoy them and will comment and let us know what you think. So I encourage you to go to YouTube, subscribe to all of these intrepid travelers who have gone before us, paved the way, and come up with some fabulous travel tips. We work really, really hard to find the time and the money to travel, so it's really important that we do our best to plan as best we can for an enjoyable, relaxing, dare I even say inspirational, time away from home. Okay, let's go over some of these YouTubers, some of these websites, and some of these Facebook gurus that you do not want to miss. So all you have to do is go to Bucket List Retreats on Facebook, of course like us, and follow who we are following. And that way, whenever we find someone new and we talk about it, you can find that person too. And if you like any of our posts, be sure to click like so that you will see our posts in your news feed. Now, I don't want to start on any one particular person or in any particular order, because I'm a huge fan of everyone that I follow. But let's start with the Points Guy. I've put a link to his website below, but he's pretty easy to find. Just type in the Points Guy and you can't miss him. He says, learning how to maximize your frequent flyer miles and credit cards so they work for you and never miss an amazing deal. Now, if you have listened to my broadcast for any length of time at all, you will often hear me talking about having your miles or your points. Basically, I put everything I can on my mileage card. Right now, I only use one. However, he suggests using up to 3 different cards. And if you are planning a trip with many legs to it, it's overseas or something like that, you may very well want to take the time to have all of those cards, follow his plan, and take a first class trip to Tokyo for very little money. It does take some work and some planning. However, just by having a card that gives you plenty of options as to what airline you want to fly, and 2 or more miles per dollar spent, and paying them off each and every month will often give you a very expensive airplane ride for free or for very little money, just the taxes, for example, to somewhere around the world almost every single year for you and your spouse. If you work it, I know it can work for you. Therefore, in my mind, it is definitely worth paying close attention to the due dates of when the cards are due and when they cycle. And I put my utility and my grocery bills on it to utilize every dollar I can for travel. Last year, I used it for a $1,400 round trip flight to Madrid.
and I could budget all the rest of my money towards my lodging and entertainment. Of course, I add money for eating, but I have to eat no matter where I am, right? So some great tips for eating are to find a hotel that includes some sort of a breakfast, touring some sort of eatery for lunch, or going to dinner before the dinner crowd or during the lunch hour. Put all that money that you would normally spend at a very expensive dinner towards a mid-afternoon lunch, and bam, bam, it knocks out both lunch and dinner. And you can put the money you save towards a nice glass of wine and dessert later on in the evening. I do love to splurge on a pot of coffee for room service every now and again. That way I get a jump start on the day and I am ready to go. Now, when we get back, we are going to talk about two of my favorite subjects together, travel and fashion. So stay tuned and let me introduce you to FashionTravelGirls.com.
Are you a retreat leader? Bring your tribe and visit us at the camp on Lake Muskoka in Ontario, Canada. A beautiful, serene, spiritual place guaranteed to make your guests feel safe and comfortable. Opening July 2017, we are taking bookings now at www.thecamp.ca. Contact me, Louise, to join our Facebook group to tell us about your favorite or not so favorite retreat venue experiences. We are asking leaders from all over the world to give us feedback so we can give you exactly what you need. Plus, if you participate, you could win 3 free days with us on your first retreat booking. Hope to see you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine found that most women are confused or afraid of estrogen, and many doctors aren't comfortable treating them. My new book, called The Estrogen Window, just hit #1 bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com and become a partner in your healthcare.
History is not just in books. It's all around us, in our roads, our communities, and our songs. Hi, I'm Cecilia Otto with An American Songline. Come on a musical odyssey with me through my book and CD, An American Songline, A Musical Journey Along the Lincoln Highway, available on iTunes and Amazon, or on my website at www.americansongline.net. See you on the road!
Hi everybody, this is Jennifer Loud, and I'd love to invite you to check out The Oasis. It's a weekly support experience, a mini retreat to live and create with no holding back. We use journaling, meditation, poetry, all kinds of cool things to help you live your life with more joy, more flow, and more intention. Check it out. It's jenniferloudon.com/oasis. See you there.
This year at Bucket List Retreats, we are featuring women's retreats in Tulum, Mexico, Portland, Oregon, Marrakesh, Morocco, and our co-ed adventure to Machu Picchu, Peru. Go to bucketlistretreats.com. Join our travel club for inside tips, fun travel conversation, and freebies only available in email. Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We are thrilled to be sharing with all of you our favorite people to follow on social media when it comes to travel. When we left off, we were talking about the points guy. Be sure to check him out and follow him. He has some excellent advice on how to get miles. Those are those beautiful free things that we use to pay for our airline travel and sometimes even our hotels and other different modes of transportation so that we don't have to come up with the money. And oftentimes, that is half the price of the whole trip can be your airline flight. So check him out. I know he's going to be a lot of help to you. He has been for me. And like I mentioned last year and every single year for the last 4 or 5 years, I have paid for a large trip, usually out of the country, with just my miles. Sometimes you have to pay taxes, and it's usually just a nominal fee, but it certainly helps out when you're trying to travel somewhere in a fashion to which you have become accustomed to living at home. Say, for example, I like to have a bed. I have camped more than most people, so unless you have camped from Alaska to Arizona and Arizona to Connecticut and back, you haven't camped as much as I have. So I have now gotten to a point in my life where I want a bed and I want it to be cushy and cozy. So if my miles are taken, my miles takes care of my airline travel, then I can pay for a nice hotel or bed and breakfast or apartment off of Airbnb, something like that to stay in. So be sure and check out the points guy. And there's a lot of people to follow who give great advice on miles. So just do some Googling and check it out yourself. But now to one of my favorite topics, mushed together with another one of my favorite topics, and that is fashion and travel. I do like to dress when I'm traveling, and the fashiontravelgirl.com group really have it together. They are the ultimate woman's travel resource for packing, for fashion and beauty. They help you pack light through your adventures with expert travel advice tailored specifically towards women. And they not only put together these really cool lists of what to wear in specific locations around the world. So if you're going to Peru, they assume that you might be hiking, and they put together a great list of what to bring on a hiking adventure to Peru. If you're going to travel Fashion Week in Paris, they put together a beautiful list of what to wear. If you are taking children on your trip, they have great lists on what to pack. And, you know, it always turns into additional travel advice. So if you're traveling with children, they'll tell you what to pack and some really helpful advice for the tips that you're going to need when traveling with those kids. So from London to Guam, and they have you covered on what to pack, why to pack it, and how to pack it. And it's nearly impossible to improve upon all of the solid advice at this website. So please take the time to check them out before any of your trips, and I guarantee it will make your trip perfect in regards to what you are wearing. Okay, that's fashiontravelgirl.com. Check them out. Next, if you have been on YouTube at all and poked around, I would not be surprised if you have already ran across my next suggestion on who to follow, and that is Kristen Sarah. She is a traveler extraordinary with a beautiful spirit and a real talent when it comes to YouTube. Her videos on many subjects are worth watching, but of course I enjoy her travel videos because they're always interesting, enjoyable, and she's just so silly. So I would hope that she is a kindred spirit in travel, and I think that she probably is. She always provides a ton of advice and inspiration all at the same time. I have learned from her in so many ways in regard to travel and in regard to photography and videography and how to talk and how to act when you're on film and what to film. She's really just been a huge inspiration, and I know that she will be to all of you. If you watch her YouTube video, Be sure and check out the one where she surprises her mom with a trip to Mexico. It is just the sweetest thing ever. And she even does packing videos and a video on how to survive a long flight and gives some really solid advice that we can all learn from. So thank you, Kristen Sarah, for everything you have done on YouTube. You're really a joy to watch, and I hope I get you a few more subscribers. Now, as far as packing goes, I have a long list of YouTube videos on my favorites list that I would love to share with you, because these people give some great packing demonstrations. And I have thought of doing one myself and hope to someday, but I'm not there yet. So please check these people out, especially if you are wanting to be a carry-on only traveler and skip the baggage carousel altogether. At the top of my list would have to be Marjorie Sinclair. And be sure to check my link below, because she spells Marjorie a little bit different, and I don't want you to not be able to find her due to a spelling error. But Marjorie has traveled to over 118 countries with only a carry-on. And that is going to some really fabulous events, and also traveling by bus through Guatemala so that she could get to know the culture. And she really has a solid travel packing plan that's called the 226 plan. And I know you're going to want to hear about it, because it's going to allow you to have the freedom of not carrying around a ton of baggage while you travel throughout the world. And she gives excellent expert advice on etiquette that all of us can use to make our travels extraordinary and very enjoyable. I do have a special announcement about Marjorie at the end of this broadcast, so be sure to listen to the end of today's show on Travel Talk. On to a couple of other great packers that I really enjoyed their videos. Let's start with Sarah Betts. She just has the greatest personality to go along with her travel packing tips. I especially love her explanation of travel cubes. Have you heard of them? You can buy them on Amazon or in lots of places. They come in really cute different colors, and I do advise to buy the different colors other than black or blue, because then you know what each travel cube has. And that's the fun part about it, is that you can put all of your outfits in one cube, all of your toiletries in another, or you can separate them between family members. They're just super handy. And I really love the way that she explains them on her video. Her video might be a tad long, but she covers everything a girl needs to know when packing. She packs 21 different outfits in her travel cube and easily adds other cubes into her carry-on that includes her toiletries and her makeup and her shoes. She even carries an extra bag for dirty laundry on the way home. Brilliant! And if you just enter Sarah Betts and watch one of her travel videos on YouTube will continue to play other similar type videos with some great packing advice videos popping up. These people have really done a great job, because it's hard to organize everything and put all of your travel advice into one video. Another person I really enjoy is Claire Ashley. Claire does some great videos on makeup and fashion, but she also did a video on how she packed for 2 weeks in Europe, including Barcelona and Paris, during Fashion Week. And the great thing about her is that she looks so perfect, but she goes on to list her fails, the things that didn't go right, the things that she packed and didn't use, like a pair of adorable tennis shoes she didn't even think would need broken, but they did, and she couldn't wear them the whole trip. And she has great advice on getting a guidebook to every city you're going in, and she brings a journal with her. And she mentions that she writes in the journal before the trip. So I know that in my 5-day trip planner, I'm utilizing the same type of thinking, that you want to remember the things that you thought of before the trip and the things that happened during the trip. So if you have one place to write them down, that's a great idea. Now, I hope you're all hearing my cuckoo clock that I bought and purchased in Switzerland, but it's only 1 o'clock, so it only rang once. That was a travel win fail, because I have really enjoyed this clock, but I tell you, I bought it in Switzerland and they said, oh, it will be easy to mail home. It wasn't. I never found anywhere to mail it home, and we lugged that thing through all of Italy, flew to Amsterdam, and it became my carry-on. So watch your shopping. Let that be a lesson to you. But back to Claire Ashley. Enjoy her video, because she has really solid advice for us girls that want to be fashionable. And we're going to bring maybe a couple more things than are really necessary, but it can really add to the trip if you're going to be going out to some really fabulous places. And last but not least, may I please introduce you to David Avocado Wolf. Many of you may be already following him on Facebook. He has quite the following, because he is a number one go-to guy on health-related issues. What to eat, what supplements to take, all of that type of thing. I ended up finding David Avocado Wolf when I was searching on YouTube for advice on how to handle the bloat and the constipation, I'm embarrassed to say, that plagues me and apparently many other people while traveling. David gives some really sound and solid advice and just lets you know how our bodies are drained of vital nutrients when we travel, when we fly, when we're in that cocoon of heat without any moisture, called the airplane, and what that does to our body and zaps all of the moisture out of ourselves. And that's how we end up with this problem. So he gives solid, great advice. He's as adorable as they come, and really knows what he's talking about. So I hope you will hop on YouTube, check out David Avocado Wolf, check him out on Facebook for daily inspiration on how to eat and live and be solidly grounded and enjoy every day of your life. All right, folks, that's it for today. I have packed this full as I can on some really cool people to watch, subscribe, follow, and like. For next week's show is that Marjorie Sinclair is going to be my guest. So if you have enjoyed her YouTube videos that I pointed you to towards today, I want you to come back next week and enjoy some really great stories of even her youth and some of these fabulous countries that she's gone to and things that she's learned along the way. Have a beautiful week, everyone. We'll see you next week on Travel Talk. Bon voyage!